1979.
That case, loving you, is my message in the box. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
The average cost of gas was 86 cents a gallon.
Predictions that gas prices will go up 10 to 15 cents by the end of the year, and even more if oil supplies are seriously affected by the loss of Iranian oil.
Your average income was $17,500 a year. WLER went on the air. Happy 40th. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of our local music show, Grassroots, here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, streaming as well at 977rocks.com. I'm Bob Kupp with you from The Rock Station 97.7. Not in his usual chair. I'm standing here looking at an empty chair. No Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions tonight. No, don't everybody take a gasp. And think he's been suspended again. No, Utah's been on his best behavior. He's just a hard-working man right now, and right now he is out and about scouting new talent for the show as we get prepared for Band Jam 2020. So we have gone to the next guy in line, and that's our good friend, Mr. John Vento, who's going to sit in and co-host the show with you tonight. JV, how are you?
Thanks, Bob. I mean, I don't think anybody could possibly be the next guy in line for Utah. But to be considered is an honor. Thank you.
Well, we needed somebody that could step into the role and help me get through this show.
Sure you need help, and I'll be there for you, brother.
Well, we appreciate that. Good to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
This segment is being brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. We thank Jim Harpel for his longtime sponsorship of the show. And if you need to get into the recording studio here in the Butler area, Jim's got first-class facility. He can take care of you. Meat Locker Recording Studio of Butler. Well, we're going to be talking tonight with John Vento and a special guest that you have brought along in effort to promote a stage show that is emerging out of your album. And we're going to be talking about that in segment two, but Angela Sue will be with you to talk a little bit about this Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage album that you did almost a year ago now.
It was released last fall,
And you're creating, this is evolving into a stage show?
Yes, it is a stage play with dialogue, monologue, all that stuff. And Angela's with us today. I can't wait for you to hear. She's a great young director, and she's going to talk about the performance aspect and the actors and so on. And I don't know if it's ever been done before here in the Pittsburgh region, but what the hell, we're going to do it.
That's awesome.
September 13th and 14th at the Oaks.
At the Oaks. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that coming up. Of course, before we even get to that, though, you have something very special that literally happens to some people. You know, the slogan goes, right in your own backyard. Well, John, literally, you do that, and that's Corbri Woodstock, and you've expanded it this year.
We did. You know, typically it was just the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And as you know, with band jam and juggling and mixing in all the acts, Lee Marks and I felt that the acoustic performers kind of got lost with the full bands.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to segregate that. And on Saturday night, starting at 5 o'clock, which would be August 31st, mm-hmm. still Labor Day weekend, we're going to have an evening of acoustic music. And then Sunday, we'll start a little later at 2 p.m., and we'll have all bands. So folks can kind of get a flavor for each, and I think it'll highlight especially the singer-songwriters featuring original music on the Saturday night stage, mm-hmm. and we're really excited about it.
That's awesome. So you're calling Saturday Unplugged.
Unplugged, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be an acoustic deal from 5 to 10, then 2 to 10 on Sunday.
Yeah.
This is all Labor Day weekend, and you have such a beautiful, I mean, your home is beautiful first.
Oh, thank
you. But then you have this awesome backyard with this unbelievably beautiful stage.
Yeah, well, thank you. I want to thank my sponsor, PNC Bank, for all of that. So, it's a real blessing. You know, Bob, when I found the property 10 years ago, it was abandoned, and you know the whole story. Mm-hmm. And I just saw it all and just felt it was an opportunity to just bring a lot of love into the area. And my neighbors are so fantastic. They're all part of it.
Yeah.
And they love the music, and they love the people. And, you know, Corbri Woodstock, I think this is our 11th year. We've never had a problem.
Yeah.
It's everyone's so wonderful. As like the band jam.
Sure.
I came this year as an observer.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun, and just to see everybody and be able to walk around. And it's just, it's about love and the music. So thank you for helping us.
And that's kind of been in your theme and logo and the whole thing. It's just an experience to come enjoy and share time and music together.
Absolutely. And we've made so many new friends over the years. And as you know, this is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Mm-hmm. I guess that all got dumped, right?
Yeah, it did. They were going to move it to Maryland, and then, it sounds like that thing out in the, where was that? The Bahamas.
Did you see that documentary?
Yeah, wasn't that something?
Wow. What was that called? Fire or something?
Yeah, the Fire Festival that never happened. Yeah, I don't think it got to that extent, but it certainly sounded like it didn't have. The, it wasn't well put together.
How about the regatta, the Pittsburgh regatta? The same thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to say. Well,
but these are events that are going on and
these are
going to
happen. Corbri Woodstock. And it's CorbriWoodstock.com. They can get tickets, get information, and all that stuff.
And it's an event that will sell out, folks. So if you haven't bought your tickets already, don't waste any time. And you only sell them online.
Only online, because we limit, I think it's 500. There's only so much space. And we want people to be able to enjoy it, and we have some food trucks, and we have a lot of fun. But, there's limited space.
And with everything that you're involved in, it always benefits something.
This benefits Allegheny Cleanways, which is an environmental cleanup agency, a wonderful group. My neighbor, Marcia, is on the board of directors, and it was her idea to bring them in. Mm-hmm. And each year we make a nice donation. They go to dump sites throughout the region. And they do a tremendous job with all volunteer staff for cleanup. So, yes, it's a wonderful organization.
And, of course, Lamatt Productions are there the sound and lights, and that'll always be fantastic.
Yeah, Marty and Matt and Lee, of course, their leader, Lee Marks.
It's a great time, folks. If you've not been there, you need to come experience it. If you were a band jam goer and you love that setting, this is the same thing. But even as nice as Cooper's Lake Campground is, you've got such a beautiful – it's a more unique setting, even though I think we have a unique setting at Cooper's Lake.
Yeah, it's a different vibe altogether because it's a little smaller, a lot smaller.
Yeah.
I think it's comfortable, so hope folks will enjoy it.
Yeah, bring your lawn chair. Yep. Some folks bring little pop-ups.
Yep. And BYOB, bring your own food, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, and there will be items there. You always have some Iron City beer.
Iron City's a sponsor again, so we will have Pittsburgh Brewing Products. We'll have our food truck. We'll have Brewster's Ice Cream. Things can be purchased. But a lot of people bring stuff too.
Yeah, it's a well done event, and I've always been impressed to see. And of course, the lineup. I mean, you've got some names that will jump out at people, and maybe some people that you'll get to know.
Yeah, Noble Hops will be there Saturday night. Yeah. Utah will be there, and I love Noble Hops. I mean, I think they've got the great combination right now with Jennifer on lead vocals and with Rob and Utah. Yeah, it's a killer trio.
Yeah, they really are doing some great things. So fun stuff. Well. CorbriWoodstock.com is the place to go and check out the lineup. If you can only make one day, I encourage you to make at least one, if not both.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Labor Day weekend. Well, we're going to get into some music, and then we're going to talk about your album and, in particular, the stage show that is coming up at the Oaks Theater, Love, Lust, and Other Records, September 13th and 14th. But first up, we're going to play a tune called Nightlight that has been submitted. We've played a young pop artist from Pittsburgh named Steven Romanowski in the past, and the last time we played him, he had given us details of how he made an appearance singing on the Jerry Springer show. And if you didn't know, NBC is going to be carrying a new show that features Jerry Springer, and it's going to be kind of a, I guess, it's an arbitration show. It's called Judge Jerry in September. And Steven Romanowski has told us he's going to make an appearance on one of the first shows. So, but very, very talented young man. Yeah. He's a pop singer. We played a few of his songs that he's submitted to us. And he's actually had some buzz nationwide with his material. But he did a new song called Nightlight that features a good friend of his, Rachel Gregan, and we'll feature that. It's called Nightlight, Steven Romanowski, and Rachel Gregan. And then we'll follow that up with something that, John, you have brought along tonight that is a really, really cool thing. And this made its debut going back to the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival.
The Blues and Roots Festival just 2 weeks ago. This song is right currently number 4 on the Canadian iCharts for independent music. So when we get to that, I'll give you a little background on it.
All right. That's A Differently Abled Man by Caitlin Nicole and Band Together Pittsburgh.
We're supporting the project, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll play that.
There's a connection. We'll learn about that.
Okay. Well, we'll hear about it, and we'll talk about it next. It's tonight on The Grassroots Show. Bob Kupp with John Vento. And we've got you rocking on The Rock Station, 97.7 with local music.
Thank you. I gaze, I look away, but that doesn't mean I have nothing to say. So don't ignore me, don't give up on me. I'm trying hard to do as you please, 'cause I can hear you and I'm not looking at you. I can see you without staring at you. I can feel you, you don't have to touch. I'm a differently able man, and I matter so much. And I matter so much. We're all different, no two are the same. So get to know me, remember my name, and just like me for who I am, and be patient, try to understand that I can hear you and I'm not looking at you. I can see you without staring at you. I can feel you, we don't have to touch. I'm a differently able man, and I matter so much. And I matter so much. Try not to judge me when I look away. I wanna fit in, but it's not my way. Sometimes I run, but I just wanna stay. If I could speak, this is what I would say. I can see you without staring at you. I can feel you, we don't have to touch. I'm a differently abled man, and I matter so much. And I matter so much.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7. Here tonight, this segment brought to you as usual, as the second segment has been for, I think we're up around 370 now. 370 episodes of this show. That's the Rainbow Inn in Freeport, 323 2nd Street, for a refreshingly good place to stop by and get a bite to eat, a drink special. We've got Pittsburgh sports all over the place. I don't know. We might want to drown our sorrows watching the Pirates, but we've got the Penguins and Steelers to look forward to in the coming months. So stop on by. They've always got them on. They're open Monday through Saturday. And last year, for some of the Pittsburgh sporting events, they were opening the door on Sunday to just come in. You know, you could come in and hang out with
them. I was just there last week.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I got to tell you, all these years, it's my first time.
Okay.
You know, I've heard it on the program here for so long, and it was wonderful. It just has a great feel to it. It's a comfortable place to be, and the food was great. We are endorsing, and I've got to tell the guys in the Needs Hotel Band to get their butt there.
Yeah.
So that's just so wonderful how they are such a great sponsor of the program.
It is just a cool little vibe. It's a neat place. It's home of the band can. You never know. You might see a guy sitting in the corner. Ask him if his name is Utah and ask for an autograph. How about that?
The odds are good. You will see him in the corner.
That's right. And he will give you an autograph.
He will.
If you ask.
That's so nice of him.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to have them back with us here, and they've been with us from week number one, and here we are 7 years later. Well, we are with John Vento here tonight, and we just heard a song, John, coming into the break, you know, before we heard from the Meat Locker Recording Studio, the vocals of Caitlin Nicole in the song Differently Abled Man. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Well, the lyrics were written by the mother of a boy that is on the autism spectrum, and he can speak a little bit, but he can't really have a verbal conversation. And he happens to be the drummer of our band, Spectrum, which we've talked about through the years. Spectrum is a band of folks, young people on the autism spectrum, and they perform, and they're fantastic. So this mom wrote a poem. Basically, she thought of what would it be like? What would he say to me? What would my son say to me if he could speak? And she collaborated with a young local musician, a co-songwriter, and they sent me this demo. And it was rough. It was like on the phone. And I was blown away by the thing. So I immediately connected them with our friend Dave Granati and Herm Granati. And basically the results are what you just heard.
Wow.
And I think I mentioned earlier, the song was released on independent charts. And we were just informed last night that it hit number 4 on the Canadian iTunes charts. So it's just such a beautiful song. But if you really want to have it touch your heartstrings, go to YouTube, look up Differently Abled Man, a video that was filmed and produced by my girl Kay Bay. She nailed it. And it features a lot of the young people that are in our autism music programs. And it's just really moving and really powerful.
Wow.
So it's just a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And the vocals are great, and Herm and Dave just did us a good deal on this thing.
Awesome.
They really nailed it.
What a cool story.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you for sneaking it in today,
absolutely,
Mr. Cup.
Absolutely. Well, and we'll hear more of it, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, we've been hearing a few cuts here and there, and we've been playing them here on this show from your album Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage that you released as a solo artist. Now, for those of you that maybe have tuned in late and didn't know what the world was revolving around here on this Grassroots show, you've been a big part of our show for a number of years. In fact, just like the Rainbow, going back to the early days, there was this band that we just happened to come across called the Needs Hotel Band one day. And I was like, well, listen to this.
Right.
And then it was from there, and of course, you guys became Grassy Award winners, and of course, been big supporters of us, but at the same time, been involved in a lot of things we've been involved in, too.
Well, first of all, when I think I've told this story before. I get a call from a friend who lives in Butler. He's, hey, the radio station out here is playing one of your songs on a regular basis. And I thought he was high or on something, and I said, nobody plays local music on a regular basis, right? I'm telling you, it's your song. I know it's you. So I called the station, and they verified that you were playing 600 Under, the great Stephen Christopher composition recorded by the Needs Hotel Band. So I called and said, who are these guys? And that's how we met.
Yeah.
And, of course, I came to find out that you not only play our music, but tons and tons of local music, actually in rotation, in prime time. And that's where our love affair began. And the more I learn about what you and Utah and your whole team here, I mean, obviously management has to support this effort.
They've got to buy in.
And they do.
Yeah.
You guys are the greatest.
So you did a solo album here that you released last November.
Yeah.
And it evolved from there into a stage production, which we truly believe, correct us if we're wrong, listeners, but this has to be a Pittsburgh first as far as a local musician putting out an album that has now evolved into a stage event.
We think it is, but
in recent memory, at least.
In recent memory, yeah.
I mean, obviously, there have been national acts that have put out stuff.
Sure.
And international acts that have become stage shows, but this is happening from a Pittsburgh-based musician.
Yeah, well, you know, when we started this project, it was shortly after my cancer situation, reflective time. Mm-hmm. my friend and co-writer Bert Lawbull and I had lengthy conversations. And he's a songwriter.
Okay.
And really, you know, Bert planted the seed. Hey, let's create something that's thematic, that has a thread. And then once the music started to take that form, I brought the concept to a friend of mine who's a great playwright, Amy Hartman, and said, you know, what do you think could happen from this? And she just jumped right on it.
Wow.
And that's how the stage play began to develop about a year and a half ago. All this is almost 3 years old at this point.
Wow.
The whole process.
And so the writing process for the album, was that, did you have that in mind?
No.
Or was it just that the album happened and the play evolved out of the album?
Right. The whole thing started because Bert and I had some unfinished tracks.
Okay.
That we brought to Dave Granati. Mm-hmm. And we were about a month into that process when I was diagnosed and had to have my surgery. And it was at that point that everything changed. I mean, the song titles then were A Methane Motherload about fracking, My Woman Looks for Trouble, right? I mean, they were like your typical stuff that I do.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it got serious.
Okay.
And the first track was Baby Blues.
Okay.
And then from there, it progressed.
And so you and Amy started to write this material, and it evolved to the point where you have something tangible. And you brought it to a director?
Well, we did, and our director's with us tonight. Angela is here, Angela Sue. But actually, Amy, I just sat down. Amy interviewed me.
Okay.
And actually, the first draft of the play was very autobiographical, which really scared me and freaked me out. They were my stories.
Okay.
Stuff I'm not proud of. Lying to my wife that I was going on a business trip, when in reality, I was in Oakmont jamming with the guys. Because she really didn't support my music, which wasn't her fault. We had young children, you know, incidents like that.
Yeah.
Which, again, I want to stress, I'm not proud of. Mm-hmm. But those kind of stories came out of it, and how the passion for music can be wonderful, and it can be destructive, especially in relationships. And that's, you know, Angela will expand upon the script. The script has gone through many changes, and we now have the final script. Rehearsals with the actors start on Monday the 19th.
Angela, welcome to the program, by the way. Angela Sue.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Bob.
And you're kind of relatively new to this area.
I am.
But what a way to jump into the music scene.
I'm glad to be here. Great way to jump into the music and theater scene, so I'm very happy for that. Yeah.
Have you... Are you experienced in directing? Have you been involved?
So this is actually going to be my directing debut.
Oh, okay.
So I'm really excited about that. I'm originally a singer and an actor. I studied opera from my undergrad.
Oh.
And then I went to New York and studied music theater. So a lot of my background's actually in singing and stage acting.
Okay.
But this past summer, I had the opportunity to assist and direct for an opera with the Pittsburgh Festival Opera. And when Amy found out, the playwright Amy found out, she said, "Hey, you ever thought about directing?" And I said, "Oh, yes, of course. I'm assistant directing right now, and I'm learning a lot, and I love it." And she goes, "What do you think about directing the show?" And I think she brought it to John, and John said, "You know what? That's exactly what I want."
He wanted young passion, energy.
Hunger.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
so
perfect.
They both signed off, and I said, "I'm so excited to do this. I'm so blessed to be a part of this." So here I am.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so you took a script that had been written by somebody else and had to evolve that into something that your vision is seeing come to a stage.
Yeah, so I've actually, I've been with the show for, John reminded me today, about a month, so not too long. But in this past month, I've seen very different scripts come up to me. The very first script Amy handed me was, it was in pieces. It was her pretty much compiling ideas. So John will talk about this a little bit, but the play was originally going to be staged in February this year, in 2019.
Yeah.
And they had to nix that script. And they started over. So Amy had created this new storyline that revolves around a car accident. And she had written pieces and bits, and she sent it to me. She sent it to John. We looked at it, and we said, what's going on here?
It was too abstract. Listen, I have a PhD, a Penn Hills diploma, and even I couldn't understand it. So...
But it was, I mean, but the language was beautiful. It was so beautiful and poetic. And it's just, the whole feel you'll see is very ethereal. And the language is written like that. So I thought to myself, well, there's something here. But it's like, we just got like puzzle pieces all over the place. And we just got to put together the picture. So throughout this past month, we've between John and me and Amy and the rest of our team, we've been going through the script together, and I'm so happy to say that last night we finally got a final draft, and I'm so excited to finally be here and begin rehearsals soon.
That's awesome.
And I couldn't be happier for that.
And, so. You know, our hero, of course, is a musician, and he deals with those struggles.
Yep. Okay.
With lots of wreckage.
Yeah.
It's based on the album Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage, and that's the title of the stage performance that will be September 13th and 14th, the Oaks Theater. We'll give you more details on how to get tickets for it, but let's play a song as we continue on, and we'll continue our discussion of the stage show. This comes from the album. It's called Baby Blues, and is this where the story begins?
Right here, yeah. This is the first song that Bert and I wrote together and the first song we recorded on the project. And I think it sets the tone for it's a song about regret, regretting whatever that may be, former past behavior, relationships that maybe failed that shouldn't have, and it's really a key element. It's the linchpin for the whole project.
Here it is. It's John Vento here tonight in Baby Blues from the stage show and album Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage here on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
Without you. Silverado, Colorado, how I love the West. Dusty skies and orange sun, your ink on my chest.
The Grassroots Show thanks the Rainbow Inn in Freeport for being our longest-running sponsor. They've been here from show number one. You should get out and support a local business that supports local musicians. And that's exactly what the Rainbow does. Stop by for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. It's the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all Pittsburgh sporting events. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. They're home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Stop by and thank the Rainbow Inn for their sponsorship of local music via the Grassroots Show. Stop on in. Look for Utah. You've found the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. We are listening to tunes from Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage, the album and the stage show. We'll talk more about that. In fact, we'll recap one of the songs coming up. But got to tell you about one of our sponsors of the show who have been with us for quite some time now. And they are Broz's Superette. And as a matter of fact, next weekend, there's a very special fundraiser concert that's happening up in the Carson City area. That's connected to Riding for the Cure. And they just had their motorcycle ride helping to raise money to help local people that are going through cancer and the battle. They have that in July. And now they're having a fundraising concert that's going to feature a number of local acts up in Carson City. And Broz's Superette is taking care of the catering for that deal. But you can cater to yourself by stopping by their location. They're just a couple blocks from my house, so wave when you go by.
I think we should.
High on the hill, right on the price. They're at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler. And they've got all kinds of fresh cut. I mean, they are your local butcher shop, but they're a nice deli. They can add sides to anything you need for your... If you need to pick out your whole dinner for the night, you can do that. Or if you need to complement, or if you want something for the grill, snacks, sticks galore. I recommend all the time their ham loaf. I am a big ham loaf fan. And they have the absolute, bar none, best ham loaf in America.
Check that out.
Yes, it is fantastic.
And, you know, they're very generous in catering. That's quite a significant contribution.
Yeah.
That's really cool that they do that.
Well, they're local music fans. Yeah. That's why they sponsor the show.
And obviously good people with big hearts.
That's right. Broz's Superette, we thank them. Well, John Vento is with us here tonight, along with Angela Sue, who is directing the play Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage, and we're playing some songs from it. We just played Follow Your Heart after Baby Blues. Tell us a little background on Follow Your Heart.
Well, first of all, I love that track because it was actually, you know, just in parts and pieces. And Shirley Ann Hawk, it's, you know, she's featured. We wanted to feature Shirley Ann on lead vocals. Throughout the album, she's featured on background vocals. So it's kind of like a duet, but it's kind of more her song. And Dave Granati really, from a production standpoint, a performance standpoint, he really captured my vision. It was the one track where I wanted to go different places. You know, typically these songs are three and a half minute structured songs.
Yeah.
And this one, and it's very theatrical. And that's why it's going to be featured in the play. So it's just something that we're really, really proud of.
Now, the songs that we're featuring here tonight, specifically, you'll hear these during the stage
show? You're going to hear the whole album
Before,
after it's going to be featured. But during the actual stage performance, you will hear segments of songs.
Okay.
Baby Blues for sure. Mm-hmm. Yes, Follow Your Heart for sure. But Angela, as our director, is working on how to intertwine the music to where it supports the dialogue and monologue of the actors.
And that has to be a challenge because you said this is a very visual thing, not just
this
listening.
So this is like us, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of multimedia. We got video, we got lighting like crazy, and we've got sound all over the place, and we've got actors running all over the stage. So like I said earlier, the show is centered around a car accident. It's about Rabbit, Jerry Lyons, a.k.a. Rabbit. They call him Rabbit because his hands hopping up and down the piano so quickly.
Okay.
And he's in his 40s, and he still aspires to be a rock star, you know, and it's about a struggle with his wife, the relationship, him not making the effort or the time for his wife. It's about his long lost sister, Peggy, that he reconnects with after all these years. She happens to be in Pittsburgh. She happens to be in town for a book tour. And then it's about a police woman who comes and investigates the car accident. It's a show that really asks you, like, what is your limit? What is your limit? At what point do you say, no, I have to find the balance between what I love to do and the people I love?
Okay.
And I think it asks that for every single character in the show.
So yes. We're talking a little human nature here because when you're passionate about something and there's something out there that you want, whether it's a job, performance, whatever it might be, sometimes you can get one tracked on that and step on people along the way.
I think, I think everyone at some point has been through something similar, even if it's for a small moment in their life where they think, oh, well, how can I make my career, how can I advance my career? What can I do to be better?
And there's a price to pay along. You know,
yes.
You're right.
In writing the play, I mentioned to Amy, you know, I get, hey, somebody might say to me, I need more time. Especially in a relationship. I appreciate what you do. I appreciate you love this music or you have these other passions. But what about me? Where do I fit into this puzzle?
Right.
And it's a common thread.
Any relationship, you're going to have that.
Any
because a job demands your time.
Yep. Yes.
And at the same time, if you have a family, that demands your time.
Yep.
How do you balance that?
That's the...
Fascinating.
That's the trick.
So through this, because that's kind of what the album is centered on too. If you want to talk about how the album is, it's a lot of your relationships.
It sure is.
Yes.
I mean, it's track by track and,
We're
going to touch on a few of the songs today, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you listen to like Baby Blues and you listen to some of the lyrics of those, you just really, and you can watch the show, you'll see how the two are so intertwined. They really does, it really is based off of Baby Blues, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And my goal is to have the whole album play throughout the show without you even realizing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So how that will be done, we will see.
because again, as we hear the show tonight, as we're recording it, you haven't started the process. As we're hearing it, you're underway now, getting ready for September 13th.
Exactly. Yes. So, like mentioned earlier, we are beginning rehearsals August 19th. So, while you're here in the show, we have not actually begun rehearsals. So, while all the prep work is done, we have to actually see it on its feet.
And by the way, rehearsals, I'm learning, us band guys that all have jobs, we're lucky if we get together once or twice a week.
Yeah.
For this, they're rehearsing 5 days a week, 8 hours a day for a month.
My goodness.
And that's with just four actors.
Wow.
And, could you imagine, I've seen Hamilton twice, the production and what goes into that.
Let me
ask you, Angela, for a Broadway performance of that magnitude, is it a one-year rehearsal schedule or what?
You'd be surprised. They learned the show quick, especially I think in the beginning. So like something new like Hamilton, you have to understand that show was being developed for many, many, many years before it hit any stage.
Okay.
So they have found their core actors. And for the most part, actors do tend to keep from like the very beginning of the creation of the show through all the readings, through all the new processes, changing the story, new songs and whatnot, all the way till it makes it to opening night. So, but by the time you get to opening night, and let's say you want to find a new cast for the show because the old cast is, they've gone on to do other stuff, I would say you got about 3 months, something like
three
that.
Months rehearsals.
Yeah, but you have to understand at this point they've got it. They have a tight schedule. They understand the show runs.
Yeah.
So they just have to direct the actors.
And a lot of times it's the director just kind of envisioning where the show is going to go from where the.
Oh,
the
yes.
template is,
yes.
basically, and how it's going to show for the people that are going to sit there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, this is my first time directing, and I'm learning that as an actor, you show up day one. Maybe you get the script a week before, but you show up day one, and that's kind of when your work begins.
Okay.
As a director, the second we decide to do this, that's when my job begins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are some of the people that are going to be a part of this, and are they from this area?
Yeah, so we've got three actors that are from this area. We've got Gregory Johnstone, Meg Pryor, and Michelle Doe from this area, and we will be featuring Laura Yumi Snell from New York. I cannot be more excited for this cast. They are professionals. They have been in the business for so long. They are fantastic actors, beautiful actors on the stage. And they just, every time I've ever seen them perform, I've never seen Gregory perform, but everyone else I've seen perform, and they bring a story to life on stage. They're amazing.
Wow.
They're beautiful, yeah.
Gregory, by the way, was from day one, a year and a half ago, was our lead guy.
Okay.
I mean, he's highly respected, well-liked, and he's a big music guy.
Okay.
He and his wife came to the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, and he's just really, he's top-notch guy.
Yeah. It's got to be rewarding for you to see this project come from an album and happen so quickly into this, you know, this visual production now.
Yeah, it is. It is very rewarding, and we obviously are hoping that we get great attendance and success. However, I will tell you the end game. We're going to film the play, and for all of us, the end game is to take the play other places.
Okay.
Maybe London, maybe Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's certainly not a Broadway play, but it could be an off-Broadway play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
For Amy, as the primary writer, that's her goal.
Okay.
So, you know, this is step one, and if the audience reacts and we have a successful premiere, we'll see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. September 13th and 14th, it's at the Oaks Theater, which is down in the Oakmont area. Mm-hmm. How do people get ticks for this?
We have a website for the play.
Okay.
And it is llowplay.com. So LLOW, Love, Lust, Other, Wreckage, play.com.
Okay.
But it's just those letters, llowplay.com. And, of course, they can go to the Oaks Theater site also. But if they go to the play site, they'll get a chance to get more information on everything.
I'm really anxious to see where this goes. And for you, Angela, you know, it's a challenge. It's an opportunity for you to make a mark in something that you've had a passion for.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really excited to get started on this. I have a beautiful vision for it, a very film noir vision for it, and I'm excited to see it. And John here has put together a fantastic team for us. We have Frank Ferraro as set designer, and we have Marty Munoz as lighting, and you know, I've just got a great crew supporting me and experienced people, and I'm so blessed to have you guys.
Well, and I want to mention Lee. Now, Lee, to his credit, you know, Lee Marks, who's one of the great live sound engineers, he's bringing in Steve Graham.
Okay.
Because Steve has experience on the stage.
Yeah.
So we have those guys. We also have Nicole Ross, who's going to be on film as our featured actor on film, because there are elements of film. Mm-hmm. Kim Coles, who runs Steamworks, is assistant directing.
Okay.
So, I mean, I hope we didn't forget anybody, but it's a great team of professionals who care.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Sounds like it's going to be a fabulous production.
This is very collaborative, and everyone's in it.
Yeah.
Everyone's in it, yeah.
How long do you expect the runtime to be?
I expect it to be anywhere between 90 to 100 minutes.
Okay, so about an hour and a half. Typical stage run.
Typical stage run. So, if it runs over 90, we will be adding an intermission.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of the standard?
I think so. I mean, it's just average person, how long can they sit before they got to stand up and stretch their legs for a bit? Yeah.
And you keep that attention going. You
know? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Keep them wanting more.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, Steamworks, I'm not trying to give it a plug, but it's a listening room, and folks are asked not to get up during the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell our performers, you know, 15-minute set. You know, don't do longer than a 15-minute set. Let everybody take a break and then do another set or a third. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I really think it's important to plan those breaks properly. And we're discussing intermission now as far as how that might work with the runtime of the play.
Awesome. Congratulations on getting it
Thank
to this
you.
Point.
Thank
and
you.
We're anxious to see it live in performance. Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage. It is the stage show at the Oaks Theater, September 13th and 14th. A new stage play by Amy Hartman and John Vento, being directed by Angela Sue. Again, your tickets are available or more information at www.llowplay.com. Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage, play.com. Or call the Oaks Theater at 412-828-6322. Google up the Oaks Theater. It'll come up. You'll find it. If people want to get a copy of the album itself, John, can they?
Yeah, well, we're going to have, you know, do people sell CDs nowadays? I don't know.
Yes.
You know, we will have a merch table with T-shirts and with CDs.
Okay.
But it's on all the streaming services, Spotify, all that stuff, iTunes. And, of course, we have a ton of videos of the new music on YouTube also.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Do people buy CDs, Bob? Talk to me,
Some
brother.
Of us. I do.
I do, too.
But not many, yeah.
our Amy called us from Arizona. She said, I need to get a link because she does not have a CD player.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
there are cars being sold without them now.
Many cars.
I'm lost without one, might be honest with you. But
and it compromises the quality of the music. Let's be honest about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
keep it on vinyl. It's better for it.
Yep.
You're better for it. Well, we're going to let you down easy. We've got a couple of tunes here to play yet. Let's talk about the two final songs here tonight. And these are also a part of the album and the show. Let Me Down Easy. Tell us about that.
Well, our friend Marty Vincent, local singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Marty was performing solo at Steamworks about a year or so ago, and he performed his song Let Me Down Easy, and I just loved it. Now, it was more country-oriented, and I went to get permission from Marty if we could record it for the project. It's our breakup song.
Okay.
You know, Let Me Down Easy. Yeah. Just get rid of me, but make it as painless as possible. And I took the song to Dave Grunati, and initially Dave was like, well, we're not country. Well, how does this fit? I mean, well, you're the producer. I want to do the song.
Yeah.
And what David did with it, he moved it into a little bit more of a quasi-reggae kind of vibe. And I'll never forget when I brought Marty the demo. You know, Marty's a songwriter.
Yeah.
And I could see the look on his white face. He just hated it. Wow. He really did.
Wow.
He was like, oh, what did you do to my baby? Yeah. But then eventually he began to understand where we were going, and now he's so proud of the recording, and we're proud that he contributed to it. So I wanted to feature a song by a local songwriter, and Let Me Down Easy is the second track on the album, and just a great song, in my opinion.
And the album ends with the song I'll Be Still, and we're going to play that too.
That's an ode to Burt Lobel. Burt wrote that. He's the only songwriter on the track. He wrote it originally as a lullaby for his little girl, his daughter. We changed the lyrics to give it more of an adult approach. And it's Amy's favorite song. As she heard,
I think it's my favorite song as well.
And it's now Angela's favorite song. It's very sparse, and you're going to play it so people can listen. And it's the song that will end the performance on the stage.
I think so, yes.
Angela Sue, great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
Good luck with the process. We'll look forward to see what happens in a month from now.
Thank you.
When we see the show down at the Oaks Theater.
Thank you.
To meet you here tonight. Director Angela Sue, she's taking care of the presentation, Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage, the new stage play based on John Vento's album, Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage. John, congratulations to
you
on the album. Also to you and Amy Hartman on writing this.
Thank you so much.
We're anxious to see it in performance.
We just significantly appreciate your support, and you know, on behalf of all local music people, you guys are the best.
Well, let's just play it as we do here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Down easy when you say goodbye. Speak to me softly, look into my eyes. You said that you loved me, but that was just a lie. Let me down easy tonight. Let me down easy. Talk about the weather, late night news. What you did at work today, where you got them shoes. Speak to me softly, please don't make me cry. Let me down easy tonight. I never noticed you were slipping away. No, I didn't see the look in your eyes. I didn't notice you were drifting away. No, I just didn't realize. Softly, please don't make me cry. Let me down easy tonight. Let me down easy. whisper sweet words I long to hear. Say that there's some chance you will stay near. But if you don't mean it, well, that's all right. Let me down easy tonight. Let me down easy tonight. Let me down easy tonight.
Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf and Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's the return of Tarachan Sky, Friday, August 30th at the Elwood City SOI. It gets underway at 7 o'clock. Welcome back, guys. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, coming up on August 24th, that being a Saturday, head down to Three Rivers Harley-Davidson for the third annual Custom Motorcycle Show. It'll feature food, prizes, vendors, and live music with Pixelated. On Wednesday, August 28th, catch the Noble Hops Band live at the Harmony Inn. That's a 7 o'clock showtime. And Corbri Woodstock coming your way Labor Day weekend, Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st. Going to be a great weekend of music. Get your tickets now. They're going to sell out. CorbriWoodstock.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. We appreciate you tuning in, as we appreciate you do every Sunday night. And of course, make some sound for those songs you hear during the day that we play. And if you like them, well, let your voice be heard, because that also influences Grassy nominations. It influences other events, people we have at shows, band jam, and of course, it makes the local musicians proud because they're getting response too, and that's what it's all about. This is their passion. And we have a gentleman co-hosting with me tonight, John Vento. Oh. Utah couldn't be here. It was great, John, first of all, to have you here as a co-host of the event.
Yeah, to even, as I said before, to attempt to replace Utah Burgess is monumental task. Yeah,
absolutely.
And I hope I didn't fail you or him.
Well,
can I say?
I can't speak for Utah right now.
He's not here.
I'm sure I'll
empty.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll hear about it after the show.
I probably he'll will too. He'll evaluate my performance.
The critique will be out, but we'll go from there. Let's just hope that that's after your performance here tonight. From my perspective, let's just hope that chair is refilled.
I know, because he'll probably want to quit after this performance. I know.
No, we appreciate you being here. Great to hear about your the stage show, the takeoff from the album to the stage show. Again, we feel, at least in this modern era of our grassroots show, the last 7 years, this is the first Pittsburgh album to have this happen. So,
yeah, it's cool.
And it sounds like you've got a great team, and Angela Sue just has such a brilliant vision for this. I can't wait to see it. So,
thank you.
Good luck with that at the Oaks. And, of course, we've talked about Corbri Woodstock coming up in literally. Now, literally 2 weeks away from today, it will be half over.
Yep.
So they'll be performing at this point. But you've got it Saturday and Sunday this year.
Yep.
And it'll be a great weekend. Always is beautiful. You have such a beautiful setting for it. CorbriWoodstock.com. Get your tickets. They're only available online.
Only online. Yes.
And want to encourage people, too, as we heard the concert calendar, we try to highlight some of the different events that you have down at Steamworks Creative. Which is not too far from your house, too, down south.
Yeah, it's not too far from the station, right on Route 8.
Yeah.
I don't think we're 20 minutes away.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and it's a listening room. Mm-hmm. It just seats 50 people, and that's the key. It has actually 50 seats. So for those of us over 30, which you and I are, it's nice to sit down.
Absolutely.
But, our friend Kim Coles is our venue manager, and she's just wonderful, booking all kinds of talent, including touring acts. Mm-hmm. These troubadours that come into town with a guitar on their back and a lot of great original music. So it's been a real blessing.
Yeah, you've had some names come through, recognizable names. And Willie Nelson's daughter's been there.
Willie Nelson's daughter. Yeah. Of course, Krzyzewski is going to do a whole weekend in October.
How about that?
Bill Toms
and
has been there.
He's made multiple stops, too. Yeah. What an opportunity to see Pittsburgh talent up close and personal. And again, it's a listening room, so you come in. You're able to BYOB if you want.
BYOB
but you come
and BYOF.
In, sit down and listen.
Yeah, bring your own food, too. And it is, I can't stress it enough, it's a listening room. You're there to support the artist, listen to the music, and they're there to connect with the audience.
Social media website people can follow?
Steamworkscreative.com.
Okay.
And it's everywhere on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff to see the calendar.
Yeah.
Can I mention one other quick thing?
Please.
Once a month, we host an autism open mic, which for me is the highlight of the month.
Yeah.
And we bring in performers in the autism spectrum, and they sing, and they bang on the drums, and they play guitar, and it's just a wonderful experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you've given back a lot to this community. I know you were a late bloomer in life as far as getting into the rock and roll scene. But you've done a lot. You've given back a lot, and you do a lot.
And a lot has been given to me.
Well,
my world is brighter because of the friends I've made like you guys in music.
Well, we feel the same way. So,
so
good to have you here tonight.
Thank you,
and,
brother.
And we'll see the show. We'll listen to the album. And we'll do more music, I'm sure, down the road.
You got it.
And
thank you.
Maybe you'll be here next week. I don't know. For John Vento, I'm Bob Kupp. This is the Grassroots Show. Our thanks to Angela Sue visiting with us here tonight. And, we'll see if Utah returns next week on the Grassroots Show when we play more local music. Got a couple more tunes before we go. And this is a band that I've been I've been dying to get out and see. And I know they play a venue over in Newcastle, and I just haven't gotten to that side of town or the western Pennsylvania area yet. But these are a group of young musicians. Only one of them is 18. Everybody else is younger than that. And they gave us a demo. They had some rough recordings a while back, and we played a demo of theirs, and I was very intrigued, and I've seen some video shot of them. They look very, very talented. They could be kind of that next group of newcomers. They're a band called Rover, And they finally have some new material recorded. They're working on an EP. That should be out. We've played a song of theirs called Mojo Filter, and they have re-recorded that, and we're going to play that in a future episode. Got to play you this one because this is brand new, called Busted Iron. And they ramped this one up a little bit, but boy, you can hear their talent. They're a band called Rover. And we're going to follow that up with a new release that we just got via our Grassroots at BCR Network email site. The guys from a band called Yigga Digga got in touch with us and said they've got a brand new album coming out September 10th called No Limiter. And you can pre-order that right now. They call themselves a palm-muted galloping palm-muted galloping goodness, a four-piece, straightforward, no gimmick,
love it,
heavy working band.
There is.
Did I spit
what,
that out enough?
That's
that you
quite
made,
a moniker.
Made sense?
Yes. I think it makes a lot of sense.
But they're called Yigga Digga.
I love the name.
I love the name, too. And you can check them out at YiggaDigga.com or get pre-order information there. We've got their song called Secrets to wrap up our Grassroots show tonight. JV, thanks again.
Thanks, pal.
And thank you for listening, folks, to the Rock Station 97.7.
Broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
people ask, what makes this music so special? This music loves us as much as we love it. Rock on!
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Hey.